This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, numbering in the hundreds. It's being reported from senior U.S. sources, house-to-house executions in Kabul following the U.S. military departure have begun, as gunfire is being heard throughout the residential sections of Kabul. Audio from South African journalist Laura Logan on Twitter. Taliban fighters, all wearing brand-new U.S. uniforms and brand-new weapons and brand-new equipment, took over the airport. A million people are still without power in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. The sweltering heat in the area is amplifying the need to get the power turned back on. It is unknown how many people lost their lives from Ida, but Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, tells NBC News he expects the death toll to climb higher.
That as the day goes on, we will have more deaths. And we're going to be getting information throughout the day that I fully expect the confirmed death total to go up considerably.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
More on the Afghan departure, Dan Araki reports.
With the final U.S. military flights out of Afghanistan leaving on Monday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that there were between 1 and 200 Americans remaining in the country who wanted to get out. Mary Beth Long, former Assistant Secretary of Defense under President George W. Bush, says that the U.S. left its citizens hanging when they went to the airport for evacuation. She tells CNBC that many promises went unfulfilled as the last troops left Afghanistan.
Those U.S. citizens were left hanging this morning, circling the gates, circling the airport, unable to do much of anything. That is isn't the promise that Americans expect. We also haven't even begun to talk about the green card holders. These are American citizens who, some of them, put in their paperwork during COVID, but don't have the official paperwork back. There are probably, by our estimates, 5,000 U.S. citizen green card holders, and special immigration visa holders that did not get out. And this idea that they were given every opportunity or somehow a large number of them voted to stay is just not the case.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The unthinkable has happened. The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, measuring in the hundreds. U.S. CENTCOM Commander General Kenneth McKenzie tells MSNBC they never had hope of getting all Americans out.
Look, there's a lot of heartbreak associated with this departure. We did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out. But I think if we'd stayed another 10 days, we wouldn't have gotten everybody out that we wanted to get out. And there still would have been people who would have been disappointed with that. It's a tough situation. But I want to emphasize again that simply because we have left, that doesn't mean the opportunities for both Americans that are in Afghanistan that want to leave and Afghans who want to leave, they will not be denied that opportunity.
South African journalist Laura Logan is reporting on her Twitter feed, house-to-house executions by the Taliban have begun in Kabul. One lawmaker says President Biden has now created another Syria. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is criticizing the Biden administration for the results of the withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. The California Republican told Fox News that the White House has created another Syria.
These decisions that have been made, this is the accountability that we need. This is why Congress should be in session. This is the information we should have. And wherever this information takes us, that's when we should take our action about people resigning and others. Because you now have an administration made up of individuals that brought us Syria that is now creating another Syria in the Middle East.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have the president of Probe Ministries and host of the nationally syndicated Point of View radio talk show, Kirby Anderson, joins us now. Kirby, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so very much for calling.
Well, great to have you on the show. I especially want to talk to you because I know that you've done such a deep dive on this research of what is going on, not only with our culture, but, in terms of our religious institutions. And it seems like in the last 10 years especially, there has just been alarming changes to religious views and practices. Tell us what's going on here.
What we found is that 10 years ago, we began to see that was changing dramatically with what you might call the millennial generation, Generation Y. So we actually did that and focused our time and attention primarily then on the whole issue of born-again millennials. But it seemed to us that after 10 years, we need to do that again. And so we decided, since we wanted to look not only at Generation Y, the millennial generation, but Generation Z, we also wanted to try to look at as well those individuals that would be considered unaffiliated. Sometimes people call them the nuns. They would be nuns. People that would be listing themselves as atheist, agnostic, or no preference. So anyway, back to the point.
Not to be confused with the ladies in dark garb of a Catholic persuasion, okay? This is N-O-N-E-S.
I use the word unaffiliated, because every time I say nuns, people go to that.
Yeah, they start thinking people flying around or something, just for fun.
Yes, they do. So we tend to use the phrase unaffiliated. But anyway, to give you a little bit of perspective, what we have discovered are a couple of things. And first of all, the one that's probably getting the most press is we actually wondered, what do they think about the issue of salvation? And it was amazing to me the number of individuals that when asked about this, for example, why did Jesus die on the cross? Now, most of the Christians got the answer right to purchase our redemption. But it was amazing how many would still put down, oh, well, because he was subject to the Jews or the Romans, or even that he wasn't crucified. Then when you'd ask, do you believe Jesus was sinned like other people, how strikingly there were a number of people that even called themselves born-again Christians to say that. But perhaps the one that is getting the most play right now in some of the press is, do you believe that you can be saved by Muhammad, Buddha, and Jesus? If these are all valid ways to God, and the answer is that a very sizable majority, 60% of those who claim to be born again say, yeah, that makes sense to us. And I think that is a good illustration of how things have changed dramatically in the last few years.
It's like we're revisiting the time of Judges as man begins to see things according to their own eyes. They're redefining what God said and questioning, whether or not God really meant what he said, right?
And I think that is really really the case. I mean, you can go to obvious scripture verses, John 14:6, that Jesus says, I have the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. But one of the things that we're seeing, Bill, is just this idea that people sort of make up things as they go along. One of the individuals that I interview so often on Point of View is a man by the name of George Barna, probably very familiar to almost all of your listeners. And he has said that really, if you wanted to try to talk about the dominant worldview in America today, it's what is called syncretism, which is a big word for basically saying, I will take a little bit out of the Bible. I may have heard something on television. Oprah Winfrey said something else, and I'm going to mix it all together into kind of my worldview. And because of that, you are seeing people with even Christian convictions, people that have said that they've had a born-again experience that was meaningful to them, who nevertheless come out with statements and ideas that are just contrary to biblical concepts and biblical theology.
It's no longer that God made them male and female. They've gone pantheistic in their gender viewpoint and almost aligning themselves. I know in California, where I was born and raised, I'm in Florida now, but in California universities, I mean, I think they're up to about 70 different gender choices when you apply for a university. Pronoun.
I was born in Berkeley, so I can relate to that as well.
Okay. you were in the deep end of the pool. I get it. Okay.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, and I think there's a good illustration. Once you start saying that there is no belief in absolute truth, and Bill, that's another aspect of that, because we were asking questions, you know, okay, what is the, if you will, the watershed? What causes this change? And a lot of it has to do with the belief that has been permeated all through and promoted all through our society, in which we are saying that there is really no absolute truth. So as a result, what you end up with is, well, you have your view of truth, and I have a different view of truth, and someone else has a third view of truth. And so as a result, we then redefine genders, we redefine the gospel, we redefine the Bible, we redefine truth. And so in some respects, this is fitting together with a variety of other remarkable changes that have taken place in this last few decades.
You're exactly right. I agree with you 100%, because we saw this starting to creep in, at least I did, in the 60s and 70s. It became more and more pronounced, as you said. Truth became relative, no longer absolute. You have a right to your truth, my truth, and we'll just agree to disagree, right?
Yes. And so that's, I think, what it is. And as a matter of fact, what we are doing is kind of rolling out over the next couple of months all these different surveys. The first one about this idea of truth and what a biblical worldview is. The one right now we're talking about is the whole issue of whether or not do you have a biblical view of salvation. But then we get into all the things you just mentioned. What do they think about gender, sexual orientation? What do they think about what is oftentimes portrayed as a conflict between science and the Bible? So there's a lot more where this comes from, but it all is part of a package deal. Once you begin to deny that there are at least some things that are true for everybody in all situations in all times, and you begin to believe in relative truth, or if you want to use another big word, postmodern view of truth,
exactly.
Then you are into the kind of situation we find here today. People making up in their own minds how people are saved, believing in pluralism, believing in multiple genders, believing in all sorts of different sexual orientations, believing that the Bible probably is true maybe for spiritual things, but it isn't very true scientifically, and all of it all kind of flows out of that watershed. Once you compromise on that issue, the others just sort of naturally flow from that initial decision that there is no absolute truth.
No wonder we're confused and discombobulated in our culture today. I mean, we've abandoned these moral anchorings and truth values that, you know, leaves us confused and dazed and amazed, right?
Well, and that's what I think we need to begin to talk about in terms of, well, what can we do? Because a lot of people think, well, is this just hopeless? And first of all, we do see that there are a number of individuals that are in the Generation X, Generation Y, Generation Z, that are still Bible-believing individuals. We, yesterday, even in our own program, Point of View program, talked about the idea of millennials and had a millennial roundtable. So there are those who hold to it, but there is going to be, I think, a need, first of all, for pastors in the churches to make sure that the people in the congregation really understand what is actually a biblical truth. There is, I think, a mistake sometimes that when you're in a pulpit or even you're teaching a Sunday school class to assume everybody believes what you do, and I think our survey shows that that's not the case. And then the second issue is we've got a whole lot of people that are outside the church, and I had an article that came out recently in the Christian Post where I started by using that famous quote, if you build it, they will come, because we just had, of course, the idea of having a baseball game out there, and so
Let's hit the pause button. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Kirby Anderson after this. Stay with us.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Van Nader, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
We're back with you. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with Kirby Anderson, president of Probe Ministries and host of the nationally syndicated Point of View radio talk show. Kirby, we had to go to a quick break, and I want to go back and reassess what you were laying out for us. You know, if you build it, they'll come, and here's all these churches, and they're not coming anymore. I mean, we who's asking the question, why not?
Dreams, great movie. If you build it, they will come. But we are building churches and people aren't coming, and that's because they don't see the connection. Now, I'll be honest enough that in our survey, we've also identified some people that are really hostile to the idea of Christianity, and so that's understandable. But for every one person that maybe has read Richard Dawkins or Sam Harris or Daniel Dennett or Christopher Hitchens and is part of the so-called New Atheists, there are hundreds that are just they're not really hostile to Christianity. They just don't think it relates at all. It doesn't connect at all to their life. And so I think it's going to be really important for pastors, Sunday school leaders, Bible fellowship leaders to be more making those connections or to be relevant. Now, I know the word relevant is kind of a buzzword, but I think what it is to show individuals that there's a connection between these deeply felt issues that we are identifying as well among Generation Y and Z. They are struggling, even if they, every day when you ask them how they're doing, oh, fine, fine. Well, they're not really fine, and we know that from all sorts of social statistics, but after a pandemic, a lockdown, race riots, politics, and now even economic uncertainty, they're not doing fine. But they don't think that going to the church or going to a church or even reading the Bible or believing in Jesus Christ are the answers to them. And so I think the key is going to be to reach out to them. And one of those ways of reaching out is what we're doing right now through radio, because some of them that may not walk in the back of a church might listen to your program.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I believe. You know, God has put me in this position, brought me back to the microphone after being away from it for 25 years, said, okay, hey, we're going to do this this talk show. And one of the things, and you know, you mentioned George Barna, who's a dear friend, and George is one of the reasons, you know, for why I came back, because I was so moved when he addressed his book in his book about the lack of a biblical worldview. And I thought, well, how could that be that only 10% of Christians at that time identified with a biblical worldview? And even the senior pastors in the churches today, I think it was about 56% when he wrote that book, probably 10, 12 years ago, identified with a biblical worldview. So when you talk about taking an assessment of the people in the pews, I believe it starts with the pastors. The pastors themselves have to take an assessment and realize how are they lining up with a biblical worldview. And when we talk about biblical worldview, Kirby, explain to our audience what it represents. Because some people might say, well, biblical worldview, does that mean I have to go to a certain theological university? Or what is it? And can you break it down for them?
It is certainly very important, and that is something we have talked about, and we've used the Barna criteria because we've always felt that that's really helpful, and that is to look at what do you think about God, and most people will many times, most of the time, give you something that looks somewhat like a biblical view in terms of God. What do you think about the Bible? What do you think about Jesus Christ? There are really six questions that we tend to ask in that regard, but then the ones that tend to be the deal breakers, one that I've already mentioned, is this whole idea of whether or not you believe in moral truths. The other one, interesting enough, Bill, is do you believe in whether the devil or Satan is a real person? And those two tend to show up most often, and that's why I also encourage pastors to address that issue. When we have done a program that is available for churches even to this day, the second week that we suggest is to get into the issue of spiritual warfare, because how could you possibly be effective if you did not believe that you actually are engaged in a spiritual battle right now? So
exactly.
Most of the time, people can get the idea of that the Bible is accurate. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. Although, interesting enough, now we're finding a good number of them believe that Jesus sins, so that's not exactly a good idea. But on those kind of six criteria, we still see a decline. The younger you are, the less likely you are to hold to all six. Matter of fact, even when we break it down to the top four, which would again be God, Jesus Christ, the Bible, and whether or not a person has to work work their way into heaven or whether they believe in grace. Even when you look at those four, you can see, if you go to our website, probe.org, you'll see on the charts how the younger you are, the less orthodox you are. And so, Bill, if we're concerned about the future of the church, the future of missions, the future of Christian organizations, obviously that's why we've done these surveys, because we, like many other people, are real concerned about what the future would be like if you are going to have leaders that don't necessarily have a biblical worldview.
Yeah, for me, I still focus, Kirby, and I just want to make sure, and I believe this is your heart, is my focus is about souls. You know, it's about our fellow human beings going through this journey of life, knowing the truth that will set them free. And if we haven't done our job, I mean, for us that know, that for us that have experienced God, that carry in our hearts a testimony that nobody can take away, like the blind man. It's like you can say and argue whatever you want and threaten to kick him out of the synagogue, but the fact of the matter is he was blind, now he sees. And there are stories like that that abound that are not being told because of the cancel culture and other things that are happening right now. But as you say, when you assess the current environment in light of COVID, in light of this postmodernism and confusion that's reigning, I believe people are still looking for the truth. They want to see something that's clear, clearly defined, and represents what they believe is of God. They know in their hearts of hearts, because it is in my travels, I find it quite curious that in the midst of COVID and all, you know, that's happening in Afghanistan, around the world, our southern border, all this disruption is taking place, I see people looking up instinctively. And I go, okay, that's interesting. You're looking up. So you're looking up because you know the answer is not on this horizontal plane. And I think that's a good indication, isn't it?
I think so. And again, if we do some interviews in the future, we've looked at how many people are actually sharing their faith, how many people are engaged in what we would call evangelism, because sometimes even called soul winning, because ultimately we have a generation that is looking for answers, and they just aren't necessarily looking in the right places, and it's our responsibility to live, and here's another buzzword, to live authentic lives. If they see that Christians seem to be living differently than non-Christians, they want to know, okay, what do you got? You know, you're
exactly.
On a special diet. What's going on here? Why you don't seem like the rest of us. What's going on? And that's where you have an opportunity to share the gospel.
And I love it when people ask that question. It is a sincere question, because they look at you, Kirby, and say, what do you have that I don't have? Why is it my skull is exploding right now and you're calm? What is this that is in you that I don't have that I want? Right? Because even when the apostles, when they were ministering, that was a consistent question that was asked of them. You know, how do we get this? And some people thought they could buy it, right?
That's right.
You know, and they found out it doesn't work that way, right? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and again, that's one of the reasons why we not only ask questions about what people think, but how they behave. In other words, how do these issues of belief affect behavior? Because, again, if you don't have right thinking, you may not have right behavior. And if you don't have any behavior that's any different than the world in terms of premarital sex, in terms of addictions or whatever it might be, then the world's going to say, well, why do I want to be a Christian? I mean, it doesn't seem any different for you than it is for me. So you don't have anything to offer. But when you do live that authentic life and live a biblical lifestyle, even though people sometimes make fun of it, in their heart of hearts are saying, okay, there's something to what you've got here, and I want to know more about that. And that provides a great opportunity for evangelism.
Well, Kirby, you got to come back. Like you said, there's so much more to you know, to unfold here for our audience as we continue to encourage them as they're looking for the truth. May we be that source, that resource for them to, you know, prod their thinking, to encourage them to reconnect with critical thinking, because that, you know, talk about, you know, coming from Berkeley, I think critical thinking died there for some reason and is spreading around the world, and that's a great loss for all of humanity.
Well, and again, we need to do that, and I talk a lot on our radio program about critical thinking, about discernment and wisdom, because that's going to be really important here in the 21st century. So I commend you for what you're doing every day.
Well, let's keep the conversation going. Kirby Anderson, president of Probe Ministries, host of the nationally syndicated Point of View radio talk show. Kirby, thank you for coming on. Appreciate it. You take care. God bless.
Thank you. Looking forward to the next opportunity.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, numbering in the hundreds. It's being reported from senior U.S. sources, house-to-house executions in Kabul following the U.S. military departure have begun, as gunfire is being heard throughout the residential sections of Kabul. Audio from South African journalist Laura Logan on Twitter. Taliban fighters, all wearing brand new U.S. uniforms and brand new weapons and brand new equipment, took over the airport. A million people are still without power in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. The sweltering heat in the area is amplifying the need to get the power turned back on. It is unknown how many people lost their lives from Ida, but Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, tells NBC News he expects the death toll to climb higher.
That as the day goes on, we will have more deaths. We're going to be getting information throughout the day that I fully expect the confirmed death total to go up considerably.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. Well, we're going to be talking about something beyond COVID vaccine. You know, what does an unvaccinated American mean for our future health, lives, and livelihoods? Well, Dr. Chris Purnell is joining us, public health expert and fellow of the American College of Preventive Medicine. A recent study found that up to 26 million Americans skipped their routine vaccinations this past year, with millions set to return to offices and classrooms this fall. Public health experts are bracing for a catastrophic flu season and fear that commonly eliminated diseases like measles, mumps, polio, you know, could resurface. Now, vaccines are only universally effective when they work for a large portion of the population, not just an individual. Studies have shown that vaccines save 8 million lives each and every year. Preventative medicine physicians, I should say, preventive medicine physician and public health expert, Dr. Chris Purnell joins us now. Dr. Purnell, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Okay, so why did so many Americans skip their routine vaccinations this past year?
Fundamentally changed our lives, right? It fundamentally changed whether or not we went into the office. It fundamentally changed whether or not our children went into the school building. And during that time, we saw that Americans, even who had emergent or emergency conditions, didn't even go to the ER to get treated in the normal numbers that we're used to seeing. And so So likewise, we had about 26 million Americans miss their routine vaccination appointment because they weren't going to their primary care doctor. And either because of the crisis or just the hectic nature of living with coronavirus, people delayed care or they have foregone care altogether. And that's why it's so important to get people back up on the horse, if you will, and to understand what are the tools that they have in their good health, health promotion, disease prevention toolkit, and vaccines are one of the most important and one of the most powerful, though.
Well, Dr. Purnell, this fear that has taken hold of the American psychology has been causing all kinds of problems, hesitancy on many levels, and this is just one of many, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. So you can imagine, I have conversations about this on a daily basis, whether it is a quick text, whether it's a phone call, or whether it's an organized or structured event in community, and people are afraid. Not only are people afraid, people are distrustful at a time where they're not sure they've always been getting the most accurate or the most specific information to their lives. And this is why the American College of Preventive Medicine and preventive medicine specialists, we're stepping up. We're stepping up to the plate, and we're saying we are vaccine confident. You can be too. And we're vaccine confident because we understand the science, and we want to help other people understand the science. We know decades and decades of years worth of research that has shown how vaccines are safe and effective, and in particular, how these current coronavirus vaccines are safe and effective. Look, we only have about 51.7% of the American population fully vaccinated against coronavirus, and we need to improve that number. We're making progress, but we need to improve all vaccinations. And so what better than August, National Immunization Month, to sound that message?
Without a doubt, it's a welcome bit of information in light of, a lot of narratives out there, I think, that have confused the people, Dr. Purnell, frankly. And I'm sure that must be frustrating for you, knowing all that you know about vaccines and vaccination and how they've proven over time to be so effective. But particularly here we are with this this new experience with COVID-19, and people are weary, and I think part of what's contributing to that weariness and confusion is the many mixed messages. Do you agree?
Definitely. We could do better at our public health messaging, right? And the reason why I say we can do better, we need to get those credible voices out front and center. And preventive medicine physicians, we are a part of that prevention army. We are a part of that troop of credible voices that can help the public decipher, if you will, the noise, to break through the misinformation and the disinformation, to say, hey, these are the facts. Let's just think about this. We no longer see polio robbing lives because of vaccines. Smallpox has been eradicated because of vaccines. Measles outbreaks are few and far in between because of vaccines. Your grandmother doesn't get shingles because of vaccines. You can prevent flu because of vaccines. And the more that we can help people understand that these are routine interventions and tools, I think the more people will begin to say, hey, you know what? I want to get back to as much as normal as I can, and even get better than normal. So let me do what's in my best interest. And that's what I do. I tell those stories, and I tell the story of my family. I lost my dad to coronavirus. If my father had been alive when the vaccines were available and he had been vaccinated, this would not be our story.
Sadly, I'm sorry to hear that, Dr. Purnell. We're talking with Dr. Chris Purnell, public health expert and fellow of the American College of Preventive Medicine. Dr. Purnell, the numbers, as you say, the facts really are quite telling, and that is that, studies have shown that vaccines have saved 8 million lives each year. That's a big number. And how it gets there is, by the participation of people. I mean, this is a form, and in a sense, it is a form of herd immunity that we must hit in order to defend ourselves against these various viruses that come up. Right.
Right. I want everyone to think about vaccinations as the safest route and path to herd immunity. Right. When you have a critical mass of the population that is immune to a particular virus or pathogen, that herd immunity can be accomplished through infection with the disease itself, or it can be accomplished through vaccination. Vaccinations are the safest way to accomplish the herd immunity. And we want to be safe, right? Vaccinations are not just a tool to prevent the disease and hospitalization and disability in you as an individual, but it's a way to protect your whole family. It's a way to protect a whole community. The more of us who get vaccinated, the safer we all are. And I want us all to get across the home plate. And for all of us to get across home plate, we've got to understand what's at stake.
Exactly. What's being done to increase vaccine confidence rates?
So telling stories, and in particular, who tells the story matters. Again, that's why preventive medicine specialists. So we're physicians. We have a medical license. But in addition to having a medical license, we also have a master's in public health. So we understand the systems, the factors, the ways to keep not just individuals, but communities healthy, to keep them in their best health, their best shape. We know about surveillance for disease. We understand contact tracing. We understand the importance of testing, specifically in this coronavirus pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the ways to increase confidence, is for those who are in the know to speak up. So hence we have a We Are Vaccine Confident and You Can Be Too campaign. Another way is for you. If you've been vaccinated, tell your story. Tell your story in your circle of influence, among your friends, among your peers, among your family members. And finally, we want to help point people to credible resources. Unfortunately, the web can also be a source of misinformation and disinformation, especially social media. So we got to make sure that we put before the public tools. And one of those tools is vaccineconfident.org. You can sign on to the website. You can learn about the benefits of all vaccines. You can learn about how safe and effective these coronavirus vaccines are. And if you have a question, what better way to get an answer than to have a preventive medicine specialist respond?
Without a doubt. A minute left here, Dr. Purnell. And I'm going to ask both questions together. What challenges do we face in this current COVID-19 environment that preventive medicine physicians could address, and where can people go to learn more?
Preventive medicine physicians understand the science, but more than understanding the science, we understand the system. We work across all facets of American life. We are your neighbors. We are those good health neighbors. And so we're really stepping forward in this We Are Confident and You Can Be Too campaign. And again, you can go to vaccineconfident.org. Get your questions answered by preventive medicine specialists.
Dr. Chris Purnell, public health expert and fellow of the American College of Preventive Medicine, has been with us. Dr. Purnell, thank you for the time and the information. Appreciate it. Take care.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina!
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Do you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage, or turn a piece of property into
into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you daddy, and daddy when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
Hey, can you handle the responsibility, huh? And be my bodyguard, your long-lost pal. Here it is, Al Parada from Stream.org joins us now. Hey, Mr. Al, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How are things with you today?
Hey, okay, I mean, I can't complain. I'm here in Maui, Hawaii. Our sponsor is playing host to us, the Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. And, boy, they've gone through a lot of neat renovations, I should say. Their new restaurant is hui hui. Oh, my gosh, it is awesome. It is my now favorite restaurant here on Kaanapali Bay. Opened up, they moved it, you know, they renovated, put the this new restaurant, you know, close to the water's edge, and the sunsets abounding, and you've got hula music and all this other stuff to a wonderful dining experience. Gosh, it's just great fun, and I'm grateful, you know, for our sponsor here, Kaanapali Beach Hotel, for hosting us. And it's just been a spectacular week, and had some precious moments and memories with the grandkids, and it isn't over yet, you know, so we're going to grab as much as we can, you know, so it's good fun. So well, no complaints.
That sounds beautiful.
It really is. Anytime you can be around the grandkids, I mean, they kind of close up the circle of love and the family experience. You know, you just, you know, and little do they know, they're just being innocent little kids, just enjoying life here and blessing the holy what have you their grandparents, you know. So the parents are still, you know, in the midst of it. You know, like when we were parents, but when you're grandparents, there's just something about that special, you know, position that allows you to kind of observe in a very unique way. So we're blessed many times over.
When they get to know you, give them back.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
I raised my kids.
Right, right, exactly. No, I get it, and I can appreciate that. Hey, I wanted to run this by you. I had a conversation with Sean Spicer, his new book called Radical Nation, and in it, you know, he was talking about the transfer of power and how things smoothly went, you know, and particularly in some cases, people were, you know, took exception to Donald Trump's exception to the transfer of power when Joe Biden was, you know, became the 46th president of the United States. The president didn't attend the inauguration. Mike Pence, as we know, did. But the president left before, which, I think there were mixed reviews there with the president leaving. That way it wouldn't have been a distraction because, you know, the media, they'd have just been beside themselves, you know, looking at every eye wink or eye furl or anything, you know, that President Trump might give or Mrs. Trump, you know, they've just been nonstop. But also the idea that he left as president, he left D.C. as president in Air Force One, you know, prior to the inauguration. So this was kind of Donald Trump's way of leaving. But the tradition that he did maintain was he did leave a letter for Joe Biden that I thought was and it was very appropriate, in spite of all that had gone on and the attacks of, you know, Joe Biden's party and that sort of thing. But he also, Sean also included in this a letter from Barack Obama when Donald Trump came in. And you thought, okay, I mean, with all the antics that Barack Obama and the comments he made about Donald Trump, well, you'll never be president. And, you know, you think, gosh, you know, is there any room for some, you know, just compassion and that sort of thing, and maybe respect for the position. And a lot of people, I don't think we're aware of this letter, and so I want to read this to you and get your comments on it. This is from Barack Obama to President Donald Trump on a letter that he left for him on January 20, 2017. It read, Dear Mr. President, congratulations on a remarkable run. Millions have placed their hopes in you, and all of us, regardless of party, should hope for expanded prosperity and security during your tenure. This is a unique office without a clear blueprint for success. So I don't know that any advice from me will be particularly helpful. Still, let me offer a few reflections from the past 8 years. First, we've both been blessed in different ways with great good fortune. Not everyone is so lucky. It's up to us to do everything we can to build more ladders of success for every child and family that's willing to work hard. Second, American leadership in this world really is indispensable. It's up to us through action and examples to sustain the international order that's expanded steadily since the end of the Cold War and upon which our own wealth and safety depend. I thought that was an insightful paragraph and maybe one that Donald Trump could cut out and leave for Joe Biden, even send it to him right now. Third, we're just temporary, just sidebar. Third, we're just temporary occupants of this office that makes us guardians and those democratic institutions of and traditions like rule of law, separation of powers, equal protection, and civil liberties that our forebears fought and bled for. Regardless of the push and pull of daily politics, it's up to us to leave those instruments of our democracy at least as strong as we found them. And finally, take time in the rush of events and responsibilities for friends and family. They'll get you through the inevitable rough patches. Michelle and I wish you and Melania the very best as you embark on this great adventure and know that we stand ready to help in any way we can. Good luck and Godspeed, B.O. Rather insightful. And I thought, you know, if you might say, a very considerate and thoughtful letter from one president to the next.
Yes, and if he wasn't at the same time using the FBI to perpetuate the the time, same time, I'd be a little bit more like, ooh, you know, that's a good letter. And there is, in all seriousness, there is a thing where nobody knows what it's like to be president of the United States except the guys who've done it.
Yes.
You know, and that in future, you know, females, but no one knows what it's like to be in that chair. And it's like, it's right now it's a fraternity, but it's, and so there is that idea of respect and, you know, you need to have that. And that's one of the things you know, you hope the presidents will have, and that each president knows that the other presidents will have their back and help them. And that's one thing I think Trump didn't get as much as his predecessors was his predecessors being there to had his back, you know,
right.
to help, you know, I don't know how much he asked for them, but still they did not really make themselves available to do anything, and were spending a lot of time the cheap seats. But when you got like a $14 million mansion in, you know, Martha's Vineyard, it's not exactly the cheap right. seats. They're still throwing bombs at him, and you know, Bush too, for that matter, threw stuff at him. And it's like, you don't need that. You've been in the chair. You know how hard it is, because you don't get it. Nothing comes to the president's desk unless it's hard.
Exactly.
Somebody below would have solved it.
So right. Exactly.
You need to have that. You need to have the respect for the office. And then, I guess that's what we're dealing with now. It seems is that we're dealing with a guy who doesn't seem to be in the chair, with the mantle of the office. When you're saying I was instructed not to answer questions, I'm not supposed to do this, or I'm not supposed to do that.
I've been instructed to call on this person. Everything is deferred exactly, and here he is. Joe, the buck stops here, Biden, but not really.
Yeah, I think that causes an unease in the public, is not really believing the person. Even if you disrespected Obama, didn't like anything he was doing, not even his Al Green impersonations, you still knew he was in the chair.
Right.
You know, he was still there. You know, and Carter was in this chair. Carter, the worst president till this time, till now. He knew he was the guy.
Yes.
Nobody can really say that right now. Who's the guy? Who is the one in the chair? And I think that causes an unease. And we're seeing the consequences in the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. You did a special afternoon brew as opposed to a morning brew because we can have coffee in the afternoon. It's okay. And even an ice cold version. There's nothing wrong with that. But you're right. The White House was caught in a major lie as an Obama official compares Americans to the ISIS bombers. See, this is all this politicization of America that just confuses the holy what have you out of us and just keeps us at each other's throats, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that Obama guy, you know, comparing literally, you know, the anti people who don't want to be forced to take vaccines or forced to wear masks to the ISIS bombers. It's just like, dude, really?
Yeah.
First off, it's historically stupid. But it's also, how are you helping? How are you helping by saying that?
Yes. Al, that's you bring up a good point, because that's what we need. We need somebody to invalidate the invalidators. And maybe we just call it out. I mean, forget about Pinocchio's. Let's just give it they used to have the Dunce Cap Award, all different things over the time, you know, since you and I have been alive, where people have been awarded, Rowan Martin had the fickle finger of fate, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
Maybe stream.org just ought to come up with, the stupid hat. You know, you get the stupid hat this week because you're just being stupid, you know, for saying stuff that it just doesn't make sense. And we don't want to put up with this just random invalidation to support a political idea or an ideology, you know? So let's come up with something.
Yeah, let's be more serious. This is life and death. These are serious. We need serious people, serious times.
How about if we're just intellectual? I mean, really, we're a lot smarter than this. And this whole process, the way the left is doing, they're dumbing us down in such a way that, it's not very smart at the end of the day, is it?
Yeah. Wise. It's not. There's the lack of wisdom. It's like a click. Getting
exactly.
a click is more important than.
The pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award
award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.